We haven't got Ben hosting tonight.
Okay.
So
I can do it if you want me to.
Do you want to do it? I mean, I don't mind having a go, but
is Ash hosting?
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening to us, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network's two-point conversion, the instant reaction show, following the Saints' thrilling victory against the Carolina Panthers. Help me out here, is that the right word? Thrilling, would you say?
Thrilling, yeah. Thrilling's a good word.
Defense does the job again. We even scored a touchdown. I'd forgotten what that felt like.
So did our kicker.
When's the last time we scored a touchdown and made the extra point?
That you'd have to go back and look.
It's a long way, probably mid-season sometime. Anyway, joining me this week to discuss the Saints' victory over the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I don't think you said that you were James. I don't know if they can understand between you and Ben.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, I'm not Ben. I'm James. I'm probably a 7 right now. That's probably why I forgot to say my own name. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been drinking all evening. Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow is the last day of my Christmas holiday before I go back to work on Tuesday, so I thought I'm going to take advantage of this one. So yeah, I'm a 7, and I'm James.
You mean today? Because it's actually Monday where you're at, right?
It is, yeah.
Today is
we're
the
half
last
an hour
day.
Into Monday. Yeah, we are. So yeah, hangover tomorrow, that'll be fun. Joining me this week, Scott. Scott, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. I am not drunk. You're drunk enough for both of us right now. And just a great win. Very happy about it. Despite what everybody thinks, I am happy that we won a game. And, we're going to need some help next week. But if we win next week, we could get into the playoffs. So strap in.
Also joining me this week from the BS and Beer podcast is Wes. Wes, how are you?
I'm good.
Do you have a number?
I'm about a 6 on the COVID scale.
Your eyes are red as shit.
Earlier today I was a 7.5, and yesterday I was like a 9. But Gunn and I shared some COVID while I was in New Orleans last weekend. So thanks, Gunn.
Sure, that's not pink eye.
Jeff and Jason will have it next week.
For sure. I'm good. Great win. This is about halftime. I was like, man, I don't know if I have the energy to get on the show.
Yeah, it changes with the win, though, doesn't it?
For sure.
And also joining us this week from Taking the Over, Gunn, please tell us how your plan is doing.
The plan is in effect. The plan is the march to the playoff continues. I mean, I didn't realize we'd be scoring touchdowns too. You know, so the plan now includes touchdowns and field goals, and Cam Jordan getting 3.5 sacks. You didn't ask me my number, but I've just got a lot of decimals. And I've had a thrilling a thrilling day. It's been a thrilling game, thrilling day, man. I couldn't be happy.
Excellent, excellent. Right, so where do we start with this game today? I think you mentioned him before. I don't know what happened to Cam Jordan in his week off.
COVID.
Wes.
COVID.
Gave him superpowers.
If that's what he did to Cam Jordan, you're going to be in the MCU when you've recovered from COVID at this rate.
This is ridiculous. Like, and I just want to make a point. Maybe even some people on our show right now, but definitely lots of Saints fans were calling for him to be cut, not just benched, but cut in this season. Lots of fans on Twitter through 5 or 6 or 7 games were ready for him to be done, and they were thinking the only reason he was even left on the roster is because we couldn't get Peyton Turner and Davenport healthy. Like, this is a guy that the last month has just been ridiculous what he's done. I mean, since potentially being sick with this illness that he may or may not actually be completely over now. It's crazy what's happened. And this isn't just the best he's played this season. This is better than he played at any stretch last season, too. I think in November, right before Thanksgiving, 2 years ago, he had the big game against Atlanta where he had four sacks in one game. Since even a few weeks before then, but since then, he's been a shell of what Cam Jordan was. This is prime 3 or 4 years ago, badass Cam Jordan.
Has he not achieved his career high of sacks yet?
He's got 11 and a half, I think, after this game. He had 8 going into the game.
No, he's had 14 and a half and 15 before.
But I want to say
who was asking for him to be cut? Who was saying?
I don't know. I didn't ask for him to be cut.
There was multiple talks on Twitter of people not wanting him on this team, saying that he, or at least to cut him after this year, because of the money that he's owed and all that kind of stuff. There was a lot.
At the start of the season, he was not playing up to his usual standards at the beginning of the season. There's no doubt about that. But since, you know, the last 3 weeks, he's been probably the best defensive end in football against the run and against the pass.
He has had 15 and a half sacks before. Besides that, he's had 13, 12 and a half, and 12 in the past. But 2019, he had 15 and a half. The last 2 years, he was 7.5 last year.
And I think we figured out the formula. You just have to sit him one game in the middle of the year, right? And he comes back and just –
And
you don't have to give him COVID. Like, just let him sit.
Yeah, it's COVID, man. COVID vacation.
He's playing against some good right tackles, and he's still being double teamed and running through people. He just—it's ridiculous. He looks like he's gotten stronger and younger and faster. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, you know, long may that continue. And he is playing against his favorite quarterback next week as well. I think he's got 22 and a half career sacks against Matt Ryan, and he owns the Falcons' defensive line. So we've got that to look forward to next week. Sticking with the defense, gave up 10 points. I think Sam Darnold threw for 140 yards.
Yeah, I wasn't buying the narrative that Sam Darnold was having a good game, even when he was like 8 of 9 at the end of the first quarter. Because when you're 8 of 9 with 70 yards, when you're not even at, I mean, Matt Millen, you know, was a horrible, for those that didn't,
garbage,
that weren't at the game and had to watch. I mean, look, the guy has the, if you're judging people off of their prior success as an NFL general manager, Matt Millen should never be let anywhere near a broadcast booth. I don't know if they brought him back to as a Madden tribute or something or what, but. He was, Sam Darnold's having a great game. At no point was Sam Darnold having a great game. I don't care if you throw 90% completions. If you're just dinking like that, it's not going to work. He scored 10 points. He led his team 10 points total.
Well, the chart,
Darnold
started off 9 of 9,
didn't he?
Yes, and the Panthers ended the game with 90 yards passing because they lost 42 yards on sacks. They ended the game with 90 yards passing.
It was the first half was really – I guess frustrating just because they seem to be getting some plays that, and we weren't doing anything. And I think that's, if you're comparing it to our offense in the first half, I think that's kind of why maybe he looked better than what he actually was, because our offense in the first half really wasn't doing a whole lot, especially trying to run the ball. Like, we couldn't run the ball for shit, and they were getting holes, and their offensive line is about as banged up as ours is. So, you know, it was kind of frustrating to see them opening up holes like that. But we definitely made adjustments at half and came out in the second half and got the offense moving a little bit.
Yeah, the whole first half, we kept trying to run to the outside. And you're asking your offensive linemen to block for a half a second longer when you're running to the sides, but that you're also trying to beat a really fast team to the edges. And we just kept doing it over and over again where it clearly wasn't working. It was nice to see in the second half us running the ball straight forward and just – I mean, getting up behind the guards in the center and moving. It was so weird. Even to the very end of the first half, we were still trying to do stretch plays and run the ball to the side, and it was not even close to working.
Yeah, Kamara's best run came on a run in between the center and Ruiz, I think it was, which was a shock considering how.
What was that over under on games we were going to win for the rest of the year?
Now, there's going to be people there. I'm trying to walk.
More than one?
I believe it was 3, yeah. And we're there. So, look, I've never been happier to lose a bet in my entire life. Let's just say that.
What?
You need to be in the right lane.
You need to be in the right lane.
We have another person who has joined the show. Jason?
We have two other people, I believe.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better come! Call somebody!
We have a whole car full of people.
Yep. Well, Jason, let us know what you think. Give us your thoughts on the game.
It was. I think, like I said earlier, I haven't seen this many empty seats in a long time. So there was that. I'm sure.
COVID last week.
Right. Whether it was the COVID that everybody got last week.
Yeah, the stadium was clean this week.
Look, it's what I mean, the defense played great, obviously, but it's what I expected when you have the worst collection of offensive linemen on the field. It's like, it just is what it is at this point. You couldn't run when we had negative rushing yards until maybe the end of the second quarter. But look, they found a way to win. It was fun. They found a way to win. The crowd got in at the end. The defense played great. Cam Jordan, COVID Cam.
Hey, Jason, there was a rumor on Twitter that your cousin Jeff got on the field and was playing in Cesar Ruiz's jersey. And that's why the offensive line was so bad. Can you confirm or deny whether or not Jeff was actually on the field trying to play offensive line?
I was going to say he was gone for a while.
It would have been better than Ruiz. Actually, we would have improved.
So, yeah, look, it's nice to leave with a win, only the second one in the Dome all season. So, and, the last time we'll be in the Dome, or I'll be in the Dome until August or September. So, got to enjoy it.
Good.
Y'all look like you successfully socially distanced in the stands, so there's probably going to be less COVID this week than last week. But make no mistake, you all probably caught COVID tonight. Very, but it's a mild strain. So,
surviving, baby, surviving advance.
Survive it, survive, and move to the next one.
Right?
Yeah. So, let's talk about the offense then. Is there much really to say?
I mean, like I said, they kind of got it going in the second half. They started off the beginning of the game throwing like a screen pass to Kamara, which worked really well. And I don't think they threw it again until the touchdown.
There's a history of when Taysom's playing quarterback, they have a tendency not to throw a lot to Kamara when Taysom is quarterback. I have no idea why. It's been a trend. You see it in fantasy. You see it, and they made a decision to make Kamara a centerpiece of the passing game. And how about Marquez Callaway?
We needed a driver that he shouldn't have had, but he had a really good game. Probably
this was the
game.
Callaway that we all thought we were going to get after the preseason. It only took him 16 games to get there.
Well, yeah. Look, he was. Of course,
we
sure.
still have a pretty good mixture of Taysom holding the ball for too long, and seems like he just sits there and like there's times where you're like, okay, this is the time where you either need to release the ball or get running up the field, and he just stands there. Like you'll see the defensive line get there on their second push, not on their
like
first.
There was less of
and
that
then,
today.
Yeah, I don't. I like. I'm not looking.
Are those
at Taysom.
Less of that?
I don't know.
I also, you guys in the dome didn't hear it. They're still talking about him throwing back shoulder throws when that's not what he's doing. He's making bad. He either overthrows somebody or if they're on the sidelines, he's throwing these bad throws. And they're still talking about him on the commentators are still talking about him being back shoulder throws when it's pretty obvious if you watch Taysom Hill for the last couple years, he's just under throwing the ball like where he normally throws the ball.
So I mean, two plays before the touchdown to Kamara. Kamara was lined up in the shotgun next to Taysom. Taysom dropped back. Kamara split off to the left. Kamara was wide open, but Taysom ran the ball. Yep. I don't know if they were setting
a designed run.
No, I don't know. I guess it was probably a designed run, but I think Peyton saw how open he was because then two plays later they ran the same play, but to the other side of the field, and he threw it to Kamara. It was a touchdown. So I don't know if they were setting up that play or if just Peyton saw how open Kamara was or what, but they ran the same play to the other side and they scored a touchdown.
Either way, it sounds like great coaching in either of those scenarios.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, as bad as maybe the play calling has looked, he called a pretty good game today. Like there wasn't any kind of razzle-dazzle bullshit. It was straightforward plays. You know, he called a good game today.
Got the job done. It's what we're going to have to do. It's what
Carolina,
this is.
went up and got 10, I was really concerned that I didn't think we'd be able to score a touchdown. Like, we would have to get, you know, a bunch of field goals.
I was upset about that last touchdown because otherwise my score prediction would have been right. Didn't I say 11-10 or 12-10?
Yeah.
I think I said 12-10.
Yeah. I'd rather win 18-10.
Oh, you had 18-10?
No. I'd just rather win 18-10 than 12-10.
Oh, well, yeah.
It means we scored a touchdown.
Clearly. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, look.
The offensive line. Go on.
I mean, yeah, just look. We couldn't, like I said, it was hard. Yeah, the play calling was, but it's hard when you can't run. Like, we couldn't run.
Yeah.
At the very end, you know, we had some Taysom runs and that one long Kamara run. But for the most part, there's just nothing. We couldn't run block. So, it's tough. It just adds, you know, something that when you can't do that, it just makes everything harder. So
defense and field position.
Yeah, look, the defense played out of their minds. They all the offense did enough.
I'll say, talking about the offensive line, I'm sure I'm wrong about this. I don't have any idea how to break down offensive line play versus just the watching it. Suizo Ruiz looked like our worst offensive lineman tonight. He had what was shown as the biggest, like, just complete whiffs of people and them running straight at the quarterback or the running back. Again, I'm sure if you could break down every play, I'm sure there's somebody probably that played worse than him collectively, but it's just, it's disheartening that, I mean, it's, and I think it's clear that we probably drafted wrong on him. At this point, he should be able to do something well. I'm trying to be nice about that.
No, but you don't have to be nice. He's a
dumpster fire as an offensive lineman, and I'm not going to hear anybody convince me that the change from center to guard 2 years ago was it, because in the NFL, playing center is harder than playing guard. You have to recognize more things with stunts and with changes in different people, and he's playing what should be an easier position, and he's struggling in the run game. He struggles in the pass game. It's just, and again,
sucks.
With a collection of third and fourth string offensive linemen tonight, he looked like the worst one. Or Jeff and his jersey look like the worst one. Either one of those.
And he's the only starter that started the game today. The only starter. I mean, to be fair, you know, Hurst had a good game. Didn't give up much. Clapp, I thought, did okay at the center.
Yeah, I was surprised by Clapp. I expected him to really struggle and look like he was lost out there. He did just fine.
He played center for LSU, right?
Correct.
They look better than last
week.
Yeah,
he did.
They
look better than last week, and this is just, unfortunately, this is what we're stuck with. Like, there's no way around it. They're not going to get much better, unfortunately.
Hopefully we can get, like, Armstead or somebody back.
I mean, right, maybe if you get on, and McCoy, you know, we'll get McCoy back.
I just wonder whether we're going to only see Armstead and Ramchek back if we make it to the playoffs.
I really believe that's the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that they feel that it's worth it to play them in order to make the playoffs. But if all of the other things happen, which we need Green Bay to win tonight, we need the Rams to win, and we need to win. If those, then they would play them in the playoffs, but I don't think they think it's worth risking anything for we might make the playoffs.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, if they're that injured.
Well, I wanted to say, being at the game, it was pretty much a dead zone until the fourth quarter, I guess, or late third quarter. And then the crowd woke up. And I will say, I was surprised how loud, I don't know if it came across on TV, how loud it got when those two back to back drives, when they were back against their own end zone, that was when the crowd woke up and got in, and the defense just was awesome. But I was surprised that so few people could make that much noise.
The announcers made a couple comments about that the crowd was really getting into it.
Could tell it came across that it got loud. I mean, they showed shots of the crowd at some point, and there was this girl just playing with her hair or something for a little while, and then in the third quarter, fourth quarter
came along,
it was Andrea you could really see them getting into it, and you could hear it across the TV.
it got real fun.
Yeah, especially on the Chauncey sack. It really got loud when Gardner Johnson did that sack on Darnold.
He drilled him two hits in a row right before that, too, where Sam got the ball out right as he was getting hit. But Chauncey did a great job blitzing tonight and putting pressure on him.
Yeah. Like, too, is just, like, he's working the crowd, too. So then to back it up, you know, it's good.
He was like that last week. He was definitely keeping the whole crowd going.
Yeah.
Him and Quan both being there was great.
That pumps him up more.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and you know, I know this is the instant reaction to this game, but had we had the defense, the full defense when we played Miami last week, we would have probably have won that game, too. Well, maybe not. Thinking about it. Maybe not. We might have won it
3-0. The pick six would have been the difference maker. To lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. But
When I saw number 22 intercept the ball at the end of the game there in the fourth quarter, it had a flashback for me.
Yeah.
He just makes big plays. He had the big sack in addition to that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so important to this defense. I mean, he's a fan favorite. Everybody loves him for the shit talking and his attitude and everything like that. But he is one of those essential guys, you know. And I mean, when he's out there, we're a different team.
Yep.
Well, he's probably the least likely person for you to call a leader on the team, but he very much is a leader. Like he's not one of the crazy shit talkers that is also causing problems with his team. Besides getting punched last year, but. I mean, he actually, like, people rally around him and listen to him and look like they're listening to him when he's talking to.
Yeah, no, he's definitely an emotional type leader, isn't he, of the defense, definitely. And the crowd get behind him as well, which really helps. I mean, we've got a term over here in the UK with soccer players. When you have a soccer player who annoys and winds up the opposition, we call them a shithouse. And that is what Chauncey is for the Saints. He is a shithouse. And everybody from every other team hates him, but you love him because he plays for your team.
Yep. I don't want to ever have him play for another team.
No, for sure.
No. Definitely not. Definitely not. Right. Has anybody else got anything to add before I ask if anybody's got their headlines?
Any of y'all want to bring in Antonio Brown? I hear he's available.
He would instantly be the best receiver on the team.
I think it would be safe enough
to bring him in for three games. Yeah, for a few games, especially if you have to play Tampa in the playoffs.
Bring their playbook.
I mean, Bruce Arians was pretty quick in the post game to say, "Yeah, he's done. He's not playing for the Bucs anymore."
I'm not sure if he's ever playing for anybody ever again. At one time, I believe he was the most talented receiver on the planet, but I think that he may have just finally sealed his
the game. What was the tweet? It was something crazy, right?
What's that?
Wait, what?
Antonio Brown. What did he tweet after the game? He tweeted.
Oh, I didn't see it.
He tweeted post game.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I've not seen anything.
He was. They had a picture of him sitting outside waiting for an Uber.
Yeah, I sent that to you.
Oh, that really was him?
Yes.
Yeah, it was him. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I thought that was just a meme.
Yeah, he tweeted 2 hours ago a picture of himself.
It says Super Gremlin.
Super Gremlin, right.
What in the world?
Super Gremlin?
I mean,
I love it, man. I love Malone.
He's nuts. So did Jordan finish up with 4 sacks today?
Three and a half.
Wow.
How many did CJ Gardner-Johnson have?
The one.
One.
Wow. So 3.5, man. Cam, just a different animal since COVID.
The best thing that happened to him.
Yeah. He's like, y'all not cutting me.
Right. You think I'm
right. I'm no salary cap casualty.
I want to say I had a bold prediction for Cam and sacks, but at the beginning of the season. But
tomorrow.
Yeah. I could be 2. Wrong.
Yeah, right.
Was the bold prediction 2 sacks?
No, I want to say maybe he would lead the team or something. It was something crazy.
Well, he's definitely
say that was a bold prediction.
After last year, it was.
Well, true. True. Has anybody got anything else, or are we jumping to headlines? I mean, I haven't got a headline because I'm hosting today, and apparently the hosts don't do headlines. So.
That's true. Ben does one. Okay, I got one.
You're the best British host we've ever had.
We are. You definitely are.
Thank you.
Saints keep pounding the Panthers in the new year.
What?
Okay. Yeah, I like what you've done with that.
Where's
have you got one?
Cam is still pounding.
Cam did come in for one play.
There's a theme here. Jason, Jeff, either of you got a
I got one.
A headline?
CJ. That's it. Just CJ. Cam Jordan, CJ Gardner-Johnson, Carolina got Jock.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
Oh, now I know why you don't do the instant reaction show. Got it. now it all makes sense.
Jason, have you got one?
I'm just trying to make Gunn feel better.
I mean, I don't know. I really don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, Skip. Gunn, have you got one?
Kamara and Callaway driving towards the plan.
He's got to have a plan.
All right.
Gunn's plan. Guns plan.
So who's the winner, right. James?
Winner. Those are all pretty bad.
Those are all pretty bad.
Wait, hold on. Jeff's coming in with a late edition.
The pounding has stopped.
The pounding has stopped. The pounding has stopped.
Okay. Yeah, Scott. I think you're gonna go. You're gonna take the winners.
I think so.
The winners. Yeah. The winners call this week. I think. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't have to take part in that one this week. I've been struggling with headlines recently.
Yep.
Okay. Right. That straight is all up. The show we have for you tonight. Thank you for listening. I haven't got the script for the closing thing, so you know where our podcasts are. You know what our Twitter accounts are. Listen to our podcasts and follow our Twitter accounts. Say goodnight, donkeys.
Bye-bye, pounded donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.